When a patient asks you, assuming they do meet the criteria of the study, what the chance is that they're going to have a serious problem or a fatal problem with hemoptysis, what number do you give them?
Again, if they meet the eligibility criteria for the study, in terms of fatal problems, it's clearly less than 2%. It was 5 out of 450, so that's a little over
So that's
1%.
about 1%, right?
Yeah, in terms of fatal hemoptysis. And you have to figure we're dealing with a fatal disease here, a rapidly fatal disease, so it's not like these people have great choices.
You mentioned the exclusion for brain mets. In a non-protocol setting, what about the issue of treated brain mets? And is this going to be studied in clinical trial?
It is currently being studied in clinical trials. There are at least several going on that I'm aware of. Rumor has it that there looks to be activity of bevacizumab in primary brain tumors. And to the best of my knowledge, there have been no major problems with the use of bevacizumab in primary brain tumors. So my strong suspicion is that it will be safe to use in patients who have irradiated brain metastases. But we do need that data first.
Is that something that you'll consider in a non-protocol setting right now?
Yeah, I would consider it after a long discussion with the patient, and of course, it would depend upon the clinical circumstances at the time.